Everything.
Jimmy, do you want?
Good morning, everybody. Today is the 24th day of Elul, corresponding to the 27th day of September. We continue the topic of Birkot HaReach, a review from last Thursday, and this is the last Tuesday of the year. So what we're going to be, just to reviews as follows, we saw that there's different types of brachos that we recite over different types of fragrances. The first bracha called Borei Atzei V'Samim are things that we recite over Hadassim, which are very apropos almost for the season, right? Things like anything that's like a flower. Anything that's a flower, it's Borei Atzei B'Samim. So it could be a rose, it could be a lilac, it could be a hadas. Those types of flowers, cinnamon, right? Those types of things you'd make a Borei Atzei B'Samim. When it comes to real vegetations, like grasses of some sort, that's Borei Itzei B'Samim. So that would be like a mint, for example, or anything of the sort. A mint is not a flower, and therefore it's a grass, and that's why it's itzvei from the word esev, right? Then the third level is if it comes from a fruit, so let's say an etrog, or if what other fruit smells good, I cannot think. What?
A lemon.
Yeah, I guess a lemon, yeah, okay. Orange, lemon, yeah, all right. You'd say Hanotein Reach Tov Bapira. Those are the three different brachot. And as we said, the Shahako bracha over all types of smelling things is, of course, Borei Minei V'Samim, right? And that's what we recite on Motzei Shabbos. So, and again, that's what you'd recite over anything that's not a tree or not a vegetation of some sort. You'd also recite a Borei Minei V'Samim as well. So that's that was the summary. Now, go to page 495. Page 495, this is something which, again, we touched on last week, and we're asking questions, and I said, hold on, we'll deal with it. And that's on 495 at the bottom. Ein mevarchin al ha-reach, ela im ken nasa al ha-reach. It has to be something which you're making to smell nicely. What do I mean? Bosam hamilad rak lavir reach ra. If you have something which is just to remove a bad smell. Let me give you an example.
Febreze.
You put a Febreze. When you put those types of things in your car, right? Now, you could argue that they serve two purposes. One is to make the car smell nice, and the other is to remove bad odor. But generally speaking, most things that you put in washrooms are there to remove foul odor and try to even it up, even the score, right?
You can even say a bracha on artificial smells.
So you could make a brand new sami on it. Yeah. Eim avarchin alav afilu natlo lariach ach nir lachadchila in litlo lariach bo. So he says even if you take it to smell, you shouldn't make a bracha. But he says be machmir and don't actually consciously come and smell it. That he actually suggests that is the best thing to do. Go to the next paragraph. Matari avir shels manenu, again, air fresheners, right? And by the way, because we're going to start late because of the cost. Oh, I guess we start late because of the cost. But that's why we're doing just a couple of things today. Matari avir shels manenu, u blokim reichanim. You ever seen those blokim reichanim? Those blocks.
Like airwicks.
Airwicks, yeah. Those like, you see them in toilets or whatever, right? Those blocks there.
Shemanichim
becheder hashirutim lahavir hareach dinam gamkin lekach. That would be the same thing. Shafilu not those things. If not lariach inam mevarach alahem, those you wouldn't even for sure make a bracha on. Gam sabon b'asem dinarkin. Ah, and soap is the same thing. The reason why when you use give me a brand name of soap, ivory soap, for example, but that doesn't even smell so much. What's that green one?
Dove soap.
Irish Spring.
Oh, thank you. Irish Spring. I like Irish Spring. Yeah, so that one smells. It's a strong smell. Nonetheless, you would never make a besamim over that because the purpose of Irish Spring, yes, it has a nice smell to it, but at the end of the day, it's created to counter a smell. Okay?
I don't
smell. What about if you purchase it just for its fragrance? Let's say you love the smell of Irish Spring. Right? Listen, crazier things have happened in this world. Let's say you love the smell of Irish Spring, so you buy a whole box of Irish Spring soaps, and you leave them around your house, so you're always surrounded by the beautiful smell of Irish Spring, right? Okay, listen, there's no shortage of... That would be, you know, there are weird people in the world. That wouldn't even be up there if that was your crazy hangout, necessarily.
So ledat hagon Rav Fisher, kevat shekava not hayetzran havrat reach. When you ask who makes Ivory Spring, probably Procter and Gamble. They make everything. Procter and Gamble own like 90% of all like distills, right? So let's argument's sake, I'm not so sure. Let's say it's Procter and Gamble. Let's say when Procter and Gamble are creating Ivory Spring. No, Procter & Gamble own Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, probably their own Johnson.
There's five companies that own every company.
Yeah, yeah, you don't realize it. There's only like five, and they're all conglomerates, and they own, yeah, they own everything. So, yeah, and so let's say when Procter & Gamble are the creators of Ivory Spring, they're the mother and father of Ivory Spring, when they produce Ivory Spring, what was their kavana, their intent? Their intent is not to produce something which is like Pasami, which is like a fragrance. They're not in the fragrant industry, they're in the soap industry, right? Although they probably make fragrances too, but when they made a bar of soap, you don't produce a soap to use as a bosom, as like a fragrance. You use soap as soap, and therefore the intent of the creator of the manufacturer is probably much better to use than creator. The manufacturer is not to have it for fragrant purposes.
So cologne.
All right, so cologne for you. Cologne is made for fragrance, right? No one says I'm going to put cologne on. Oh, it's a terrible smell.
Or I only deodorant.
Right, okay, deodorant would be different, right? So the truth is, since we're near Yom Kippur, it's worthwhile mentioning. I heard once from my prior Rosh Hashiva. So we know you can't use deodorant on Yom Kippur. It could be in Nisut HaRaisa, right? Or not? Well, it's actually complicated. What exactly the status of the other nuim besides the Chil and Shtia? So I don't want to. It's a could very well be Daraisa, or at least it's Chazal's understanding of the Daraisa. So you can't use deodorant on Yom Kippur. What about using deodorant that has no smell? What about a neutral smell?
Just an antiperspirant.
Right? An antiperspirant. So for Rabbi David used to say, for sure you can use an antiperspirant on Tisha B'Av. Rav Soloveitchik felt that you could not use antiperspirant on Yom Kippur. And if I'm not mistaken, some argue, but don't quote me on that. Okay? But on Tisha B'Av, for sure, there'd be a difference between antiperspirant and deodorant. Avaladad Hagoyin Reb Chaim Pircha Scheinberg, what does he hold? B'tshuvat akol tolu b'kavanat hamishtamesh. It's nothing to do with the manufacturer, it has to do with the user. Isn't that interesting? Meaning, what am I using this for? If I'm using it for b'sami, mega b'rim b'sami. Why is the manufacturer's intent relevant? It's irrelevant. It's what am I using it for? And by the way, he even holds it's not even about what the average person use it for. It's completely subjective.
So like body spray.
So body spray. So this, by the way, how many people here when they put on? I'm not going to start asking, taking a poll. How many people when they shave, whatever they put on cologne afterwards, right? Maybe you need to recite a blessing. And if you do it in the washroom, not so good. You go outside the washroom. Okay. I don't know. Most people, I put on this cheap thing, blue Aqua Velva, man. And the reason why I do it is none to do with the smell. I do it because otherwise my neck, right? Even though underneath gets very red, so I'm not doing it for the smell at all. Doing it much more to prevent redness, so I don't. I make a breath. If you put on cologne, I don't know if you put on cologne. But then if you wear cologne, yeah. Then maybe you may make a bracha over it. And even holds, even if you purchase it, Irish Spring, for a neutral reason, if now you're doing it afterward to smell, you would actually need to make a bracha. However, and this is what's important, it was mentioned, if it's a synthetic smell, then you enter into a suffix if you need a bracha at all or not. So there's another one to be made by synthetic smells. And that's what the issue with colognes is, that a lot of them are synthetic smells. Some are natural, depends on the type of cologne, I think. I'm not so sure. But some synthetic smells is a suffix if you make a bracha on them or not. So since it's a suffix about the whole thing with soap anyways, because of the intent of the manufacturer, there's definitely room to be lenient in such a situation. Okay, let's end there for today, and we'll pick up the rest on, God willing, on Thursday, and then we'll do the next topic next year.
Every time I smell flowers, I'll stay, bro.
Wait, we're not having Thursday?
We'll finish the topic on Thursday.
Oh.
And then